Greenspan says the risk is rising.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Fallout from the mortgage crisis is threatening to create a recession for the U.S. economy, something it's avoided for the last 6 years. Now, former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan says the odds for a slump are increasing. Speaking in the U.K., Mr. G also denied that he and other regulators caused the global credit crunch. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
Greenspan is visiting Britain to plug his book, The Age of Turbulence. In an interview with the BBC, he said he was now less optimistic about the American economy. He said falling house prices in the US would hit consumer spending, and it was an almost even bet that the US slowdown would turn into something more serious.
The danger of recession has obviously risen, but in my judgment, and I suspect looking at the forecasts of most American economists, is that it's still less than 50-50. It's less optimistic than one would like.
When he was asked whether he was to blame for creating the conditions that led to the present credit crunch, Greenspan denied it. He said he didn't cause the era of low interest rates. It stemmed from increased global saving. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The stock market's convinced the Fed will cut interest rates again in the months ahead. Yesterday, the Dow picked up 34 to 13,912, 87 points below that record high of 14,000. The S&P added nearly 6, and the Nasdaq picked up about 10 points. Overnight in Asia, markets were trading higher, but the European markets are lower at this hour. Yesterday, the U.S. Treasury announced sanctions against 14 government officials in Myanmar or Burma. Any assets these individuals have in U.S. banks or other financial institutions will be frozen. The global community has been struggling for a solution to the fierce military crackdown on a pro-democracy movement. Let's bring in Mike Mitchell of Orion Strategies in Washington, D.C. Mike, with respect to using economic leverage to change the situation, what's the position China has in this?
Absolutely critical. China is a big neighbor adjoining Burma. China has tremendous economic, political, and security interests. And China does have the ability to weigh in and work with the generals on determining the outcome of what's going to happen in Burma. They certainly have this economic clout.
So you've been covering this story for at least two decades.
That's correct.
Where are we in that timeline? I mean, how is this uprising different than the uprisings we've seen in the past?
I would say the main difference today is the use of technology. Whereas in 1988, you had the nation literally shut down and went to the streets and was demonstrating. But the Burmese regime dropped the overseas telephone lines, threw all the journalists out of the country, and then sent the military into the streets to conduct mass killings. And I think what's changed is the democracy movement has been able to use technology to get their story out. You're seeing video posted on YouTube. You're seeing emails with pictures of demonstrations going on. Inside, there's the use of cell phones, satellite phones. All this was unprecedented.
Mike Mitchell is with Orion Strategies. They're a consulting firm in Washington, D.C. Mike, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org. And by the American Public Transportation Association, supporting America's public transportation systems, working to help reduce greenhouse gases for a better environment at publictransportation.org.
This week, French police arrested 13 suspects in connection with last year's bombing of a luxury hotel in the southwest Basque Country. The hotel was run by French super chef Alain Ducasse. Last February, he closed the property and pulled his business out of the Basque Country. France has been hit by a wave of bomb attacks against hotels, real estate agents, and holiday homes. As John Lawrenson reports, they're the work of a group whose signature is "The Basque Country is not for sale."
The charred remains of the interior of a realtor's office in Saint-Pierre-des-Rubes, just outside Bayonne. The office, which was brand new, is completely gutted. The flames also damaged apartments above. The branch manager didn't want to speak, but another real estate agent whose premises were bombed a few weeks ago agreed to talk as long as we didn't give his name.
On se demande pourquoi ils font ça et pourquoi moi et pourquoi pas un autre.
Why did they do this and why me, he asks. What do they want, to stop people doing business? He says it hasn't affected his sales yet, but it's not good publicity. It's not good for the tourist industry either. The Basque Country, lest we forget, is home to France's surf city, Biarritz. A lady in the Biarritz tourist office recommends a hotel to a couple of surfers from the United States. They might be surprised to learn that a few feet from where they're standing, a bomb was recently defused. The tourist office doesn't want to talk about it. The police, though, tell me there have been 20 bomb attacks so far this year, plus the torching of cars whose license plates show they're from outside the Basque Country. Xabi Larralde, spokesman for the Basque separatist Batasuna Party, which is banned as a terrorist group in Spain, says this violence is understandable.
En six ans, les prix ont doublé.
House prices have doubled in 6 years, he tells me. It's now almost impossible for a young couple to buy a home. Houses are essential to Basque identity. Between Basques, people even call each other by the name of the house where they were born. A house, says Mr. Larralde, is not a good to be bought and sold like any other. What he'd like would be for the local authorities to buy houses that come up for sale and pass them on cheaply to local people. Back at Saint-Pierre-de-Rube, it'll be a few weeks before this wrecked real estate office opens up again. But in the meantime, they've relocated to other premises across the street. The Basque Country is not for sale. Bombs or no bombs, here and at the other 500 real estate agents in the Bayonne-Biarritz agglomeration, they're open for business. In Saint-Pierre-de-Rube, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening and enjoy the weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.